Thank you for choosing Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Joanna. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up at dial 911.
Yeah, it's not a medical emergency yet.
Okay, how may I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, my mom is 81 and has COPD and is on oxygen 24 hours a day. And I've been trying to get her this vaccine for about 2 weeks now. And I get up every morning at 10 till 6 to try to get her on some of the lists. And I've gotten her on the web, on the list. I've called Jefferson County and Shelby County multiple times. And so now I just need some advice because she is not able to get the vaccine yet. No one's called her.
And so okay, that would be accurate information, sir. And we do have a vaccine appointment line if you have not registered her with that line already. And if you're from Jefferson County will register their own people at their own phone number.
Okay. I've registered her at Jefferson. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
With what's going on now, they've opened up all phases, plus the 75 years and older, plus the first responders. So they have phase A, 1A, phase 1B, which is 75 years or older, and the general public. And what they has done, I don't know how many people in your county, 30,000, 120,000, 200 some thousand, not everybody in your county get to register. So if it wasn't the people in the beginning about 2 months ago when they were just doing the first responders, right now most locations are booked already for appointments, but you can leave your information for registration to register with that county. When that county begins giving out vaccine or taking more appointments, then they're going to reach out to everybody on their county list that has left the information. So hopefully within time, they are trying to partner with different clinics and small clinics and Primeds and Walmarts and Walgreens. They're trying to get each county to register with these other small locations to help give out the vaccine so it won't be narrowed down to such slim chances of someone going to one place and one location that's giving it out to thousands of people. So they're going to call her back, but they're going to call her back in the way the information has been received. And it's per county. Every county have their own 300,000 people, 400,000, however many people. So those are the people that's calling. So we're having a high call volume. They're having a high call volume. So they're not booking any appointments. They're only taking registrations only.
Okay, now I've done that, and I've done it in Jefferson County, Shelby County, and Lee County. Here's my question. So there, I realize they're going to now, or so they're not going to fulfill. They're not going to take care of the 75. I'm not saying this right. So bear with me if you would. So she's on the list, but they just don't have the vaccine or the capacity to give it. I totally understand that, and we don't mind waiting. So on February 8th, they're opening it up to 65-year-olds. So am I assuming by February 8th that they will have given her hers, or are they going to start giving it to the 65-year-olds, and she's 81 and still hasn't gotten it?
Okay, I'm going to say this plainly to answer your question. Your mom is 81 years old.
Right.
There's hundreds of thousands more people in your county. And just say, for instance, it's 200 more thousand people that's 81, 82, 90 years of age, 79, 76, so on and so forth. They're not going to pull based off that person's age and pre-existing conditions because others have a lot of similar conditions, in of age, so on and so forth. They're going to pull her information. They're going to pull her information in the way her information has been received. However, there are some counties, from what I'm hearing, there are some counties that have extra assistance with giving out the vaccine. And some people are able to go to those locations first come, first serve and get that vaccine. So it all depends on what you know and who you know to get the information. But right now, everybody in the entire state of Alabama can call to be registered for their county.
Right. And you've answered my question. I think I just have one last clarification of what you said. I agree. Anybody that's 75 up to 105, they'll take them in whatever order they call in. and whatever their health. That I totally understand that. What I don't want to happen is on February 8th, when they open it up to 65-year-olds, then they mix her in with that. So it's 65, 75,
she,
85.
99%, you may have answered your own question. We can't control the state. We can't control the county. We can't control what the health department does. We can't control what the clinic does. But I'm quite sure it's going to be a mix of everything.
So who do I call the voice of concern with about the 65-year-olds?
The first thing you want to do is start with your district or county official, because they give the county the vaccine. The county can distribute it the way they choose to. Every county is different. And that go for Baldwin County, Mobile County, Montgomery County, Lee County, Cheehaw County, Jefferson County, Lee County, Autauga County. Every county can handle their vaccine and distribute it the way they see fit for that county.
Okay, so Mr. Harris didn't have anything to do with any of that.
I didn't hear you, sir. Can you repeat that?
Sure. So Mr. Harris doesn't have anything to do with any of that stuff, right?
I heard something about don't have anything to do with that stuff.
Yes,
what did you say in the beginning?
No, I don't need to call Mr. Harris up, I guess.
Who is Mr. Harris?
He says he's the state health officer. I don't really know what he does.
Well, you want to contact your county leaders, because again, it goes to them first, and they decide who receives the vaccine. And then when that company gets the vaccine, they decide who they distribute it to.
Okay, I'm going to start with that right now. Thank you so much. You've been a huge help.
Thank you. Thank you for choosing the Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.